The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
And we're staying with scientists because a group of them at Warwick University in England have come up with proof that the Danes are the happiest people in the world. Apparently they have a specific version of a gene that influences levels of serotonin. We tracked down two Danish people living in Ireland to see if indeed they are happier, and they are on the line now. Inga Buckley, good morning.
Good morning.
And Susanna Keller-Finn, good morning to you too.
Good morning, John.
And first to you, Inga. By the way, if Denmark and the Danes are generally so happy, what are you doing living in Ireland, tell me?
That is a long story. Came to Ireland many years ago for 6 weeks, and I'm still here 40 plus years later.
Go away. And you haven't lost the old accent, though.
No, I know. I worked in the Danish embassy for 17 years when I first came over, so I kept speaking Danish all the time at that time.
And tell me, do you think, with your experience as well, you might be a bit better able to provide an insight. Do you think Danes are happier?
I think I can give some reason why they are happy. The Danes expect that once they do their bits, that they get an education, they do training, apprenticeships, and they're willing to work, they expect the state will look after them if you need it. Say, if you lose your job, you become ill, or you need a nursing home care. And also, when you retire, you expect to get a pension you can survive on. And, of course, also, Danish people do pay high taxes, but we have access to very good subsidized childcare. You have free schooling, you have free universities with student grants and student loans. There's free GP care and hospital care for all, and free nursing homes. So once you're working in Denmark, you do have a living wage, and you don't see homeless people in Denmark the way you see it in Ireland.
I see. And Inga, in other words, you're saying the state provides the supports that help make the people living in Denmark happier with their lot.
I think they don't have to worry about some of the issues people have to worry about in Ireland. I mean, we had a banking crisis also, the same as a lot of European countries back in 2008. But it wasn't as severe as here. And instead of emigrating, people tend to stay in Denmark. We always had very little emigration from Denmark.
Why?
The Danes just expected that their own country should be able to provide a living for them, and there wasn't the tradition of emigrating. I suppose also from Ireland, being English-speaking, makes it easier to emigrate, say to all other English-speaking countries.
That's true.
Even though all people, say, born after 1960... would have all learned to speak English and all have very good English in school. But in the older days, people didn't learn to speak English.
Sure. Bring Susanna in now. Susanna, how long have you lived in Ireland, by the way?
For about 5.5 years now.
And what brought you here?
Study. I wanted to study environmental sciences, and unfortunately I couldn't find that in Denmark. So I decided, having Irish roots, my dad is Irish, I decided maybe, you know, I should try explore that side of things and get the degree I actually wanted.
And we've heard from Inga there why she thinks the Danes may be the happiest people on the planet. What's your own view?
I think very much the same thing, really. You know, we have such a good welfare system that it leaves so much time and energy for us to focus on other things, like what makes us happy. And, you know, I think a lot of Danish people, they're not afraid of taking a career change should they want it. At some stage in their lives, you know, there is a good system in place that will allow us to say, do you know what? I might have chosen the wrong career in the first place. Now I want to go back to college, or I want to do something else. And, you know, they can comfortably do that because school is free, and, you know, you get the support from the government.
And what's the, but the interesting thing with this new research from Warwick University is that they reckon that the Danes have a specific version of a gene that influences levels of serotonin. In other words, it's in the genes. It's nothing to do with the state supports, Susanna.
Yeah, I must say I was a little bit shocked hearing that. But I mean, you know, they're researchers. Hopefully they're right. That would be great if we were just generally happier in our genes. But I do think that it has something to do with the environment as well, you know, not just in the genes. But I guess hopefully they can tell us more about that in the future.
And is there anything that we do better here in Ireland or that might make us happier in Ireland than they are in Denmark? Anything you've noticed?
I think more maybe relaxed, laid-back lifestyle. You know, people in Ireland like to go to the pub on a Friday afternoon or any afternoon, really. You know, it's very social, very happy people. I think maybe in Denmark the pace is a little bit higher. I think people are very sort of, you know, they're very busy doing things and getting on with their lives and sort of pushing. And so I think in some ways, you know, Irish people could be happier, absolutely.
And Inga, what about you? You've lived here for over 40 years. Is there anything about the Irish now that you think might take a hold in Denmark?
I think the Irish have a great entrepreneurial spirit. People will get up and do things. A lot of Irish people have that. And when you see all the new starts up and high-tech companies coming out of Ireland, I think that's very impressive. The Danes are not as good as going out and starting their own business and taking a chance because they're so well looked after and so secure in their jobs. And most Danes, like on a Friday afternoon, you very rarely see anybody in an office in Denmark after 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Really?
They all head off for the weekends there.
Sounds good.
Yeah, in Ireland, people tend to prepare to work longer hours.
And yeah, that's interesting. That's an interesting difference.
Particularly if you're self-employed and you're trying to set up a business, they put in very long hours.
You don't leave the office at 3 on a Friday. Well, listen, Inga and Susanna, thank you very much for joining us this morning to fill us in on what makes the Danes happy and why they might be so. Thanks a million for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
And that's Inga Buckley there and Susanna Kellerfin. In a moment, we're going to be catching up with one of our underdogs.